Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Today's been one of those kind of days, and if you're anywhere around Oregon, I'm sure it's never going to be the same again. Actually, you don't have to be around Oregon. What happened there today could happen anywhere in the United States. And even though President Obama thinks that he needs to take to the airwaves and immediately start politicizing this and seizing the opportunity to talk about how it's time to tighten up our gun laws, I don't buy into that. I guess there are people who do buy into it. They think that guns just automatically drive themselves to the crime scene and load themselves before they pull their own trigger, they do their own aiming, and the guns have a personality of their own, and the left is afraid of them. They're afraid of Americans. So obviously, I'm a little frustrated about all this. Last night we were talking with moderate Muslim David Walalu from here in the Waco area, and he was talking about how the moderate Muslim doesn't say enough, isn't really active or engaged enough, or doesn't have the platform to voice the moderate opinion. I'm glad that he was on the show, because the first person I've ever heard essentially denounce the tactics of the extremists. So I was grateful to have that audio in the interview last night. Well, today, as soon as the news came out of the tragedy, everyone wanted to know whether the guy was Muslim, whether he was Christian or whatever, because people are trying to put the pieces together. If this is another Muslim extremist who, it turns out, was actually on a terror watch list that the Russians tried to provide to us, If this guy was known of and was being paid attention to and was provided to us, and we refused it, where does that put us? Where does that put the Obama administration as far as accountability? Maybe they could say that there's no way to trust the information that they gave us. But looking back now, I bet you they wish they would have done something different. Nine people dead. They were asked if they were Christians, and if they were, they were executed. And those who proclaimed their Christianity, right now, they are basically, they are being hailed as extremely honorable, and their faith was never denied. I can't even imagine what it would be like to sit in a classroom and someone walk in loaded down with weapons, ammunition, bulletproof vest. The guy walks through the classroom door and you're trapped. Nothing you can do to change the fact that you're sitting in a gun-free zone because you're a good little citizen, because you're trying to follow the rules and the laws that have been put in place to prevent you from carrying a weapon and protecting yourself. So because these laws are in place, you're helpless. Doesn't anyone think that criminals, murderers, terrorists, don't you think they know the best place to pull off a heinous crime like that? Do you think they're going to go to a place where it's known that people carry weapons, where it's okay that businesses or restaurants that allow people to carry weapons? No. These guys are cowards. Every one of them are cowards. They don't want any resistance. Someone comes in and creates some resistance, and their game plan is shot. The only reason they do anything in the first place is because they're certain that no one can do anything to stop them. So it's a power thing. This guy took advantage of the fact that most college campuses, do not allow students to carry weapons on campus. And if you want to create a scenario of shooting fish in a barrel, that's it. There's reports out about this guy. Said he's a man of few words, except on the topic of guns. They said that he would yell at his mother. People at the apartment would hear him yelling at his mother. He would yell at other people. Do you know anyone like that? Do you see people acting foolish like this just in general public? I do. I mean, not quite like that, but I mean, I see videos of people. All these people with the whole rap star video series that are people are trying to become famous by playing a knockout game and knocking out people, where you have fights in the middle of the street. You got thugs all over the place. What are their intentions? When do we reach out to authorities? When do we report something suspicious? The whole problem with that, the reason people aren't reporting anything anymore, is because they're afraid of being called a racist. They're afraid of being convicted or charged with hate crimes. It's common sense that will normally save us. But it is legislation, it's laws that the citizens put in place. I don't understand it, but they put them in place to apparently protect the teachers from the students. Professors, probably many of them concerned that if they fail a student, that student might retaliate against them, carry a gun into class and shoot the professor. I don't know if that's ever happened before, or when the last time, if it ever did happen, when the last time it was. But it seems to me that it is more likely that a criminal murderer preys on victims in gun-free zones. So because of the supposed professor fear of students, they pass laws that prohibit students from protecting themselves. If you're going to go to college, you're going to have to give up your rights in many states. But in Texas, it's not that way. We've been going through a battle here, and it's what you're going to have to do to change things. But we've been going through a battle here over campus carry for at least 10 years. I don't know if anyone is, if you go into a Texas college classroom, odds are you're going to have people in that class who are packing. Maybe not all of them, and I'm not saying that all of them are, but there's going to be a couple. And if there were people in Oregon who had weapons, this would have ended much sooner, and more lives would have been saved. For President Obama to hit the airwaves with his lousy attempt at blaming guns for this crime, it's pathetic. He ought to be ashamed of himself, but he's not. He's doubling down. He's going big. He's, as they say, going hard in the paint on this issue. He wants to fundamentally transform this country, folks. He said it. Get rid of our guns. Confiscate our weapons. Leave us helpless so we can be victims to criminals who don't listen to, pay attention to our laws. They care less. If you're in a state that prohibits campus carry, then you need to contact your legislators, and you need to let them know that that needs to change. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get back into this conversation. Just running into a hard break here. We'll be right back.
One disease, millions of lives permanently disrupted. Today, there are over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. But Alzheimer's is taking more than memories. It's taking lives. What few realize is that Alzheimer's kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. And Alzheimer's is the only disease in the top 10 causes of death that can't be slowed, stopped, or prevented. From 2000 to 2013, while deaths from other diseases decreased significantly, Alzheimer's deaths increased 71%. But equally disturbing, many living with Alzheimer's say they are not being told their diagnosis. While more than 90% of people with the most common types of cancer say they are told their diagnosis, only 45% of people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers say they are told. The economic toll is staggering too. In 2015, it will cost the nation $226 billion to care for people with Alzheimer's. By 2030, 72 million baby boomers will reach an age of greater risk. The fact is, everyone's at risk for Alzheimer's, even you. But everyone can help, especially you. We're the Alzheimer's Association, the brains behind saving yours. Join us.
All right. We are talking about what's going on in Oregon. And that killer going in and taking advantage of the situation there. The fact that those poor students were neglected the opportunity to carry weapons to protect themselves against murderers like the guy who showed up in their classroom. So this kind of thing gets you thinking. Hey, let's go back to basics. We look at our Constitution. We look at the Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights includes different articles and amendments to the Constitution. And we all know that it is our Second Amendment that gives us the right to keep and bear arms. But let me just read it to you. You know, it's not real complicated. So people should not be reading into this or trying to interpret it. It's pretty simple. It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. If you are a student, if you are a citizen of this country, and you're on a campus, and that campus tells you that you can't carry your handgun into the classroom, then they just infringed on your right to keep and bear arms. And so you have President Obama now trying to say that gun deaths are higher now than they've ever been. But it's like I know he's not that naive. I know he's saying these words, but surely he doesn't, surely he can't believe what he's saying. It's not the gun restrictions, it's not the laws that are put in place to prohibit people from getting guns. I mean, we definitely need to have some precautions in place so that bad people don't get guns. We make it harder. But if a criminal wants to get a gun, he can do it. It's not, I can't imagine, I don't know for sure, but it's not that hard. But what goes through that guy's mind? Well, I can tell you, the first thing that I would imagine they think is whether or not there's a potential that they would be killed before they got to perform their act, their final act. And if they weigh the risk in the scenario and they know that there's no consequence, there's a security guard maybe carrying a can of mace. He's on the other end of the campus and takes smoke breaks all the time, and you know, he's been cased out and knows what time he goes to lunch or whatever the case is. If a bad person is going to do something, they're going to do it. Changing our laws and restricting people's right to bear arms is not the way to do this. The liberals are going to say that we need to get all the guns off the streets. And in their utopian world where everyone hugs and kisses everywhere they go, holds hands, you don't need guns. But in the real world, where people walk up to strangers and knock them out, blindside them, in the real world, where it's very unfortunate, but Muslim extremists are attacking and killing Americans and threatening Americans, it's pretty easy to see how the people in this country are developing an idea of who Muslims are. And there aren't enough voices, there aren't enough people like David Walalu, moderate Muslim, who has the courage to come out and speak against it. We have so many things. There's so many things going on. To not have the ability to protect yourself, it's a basic right. I sure hope that Oregon and every other state reconsiders the way they restrict people's rights when it comes to their gun rights. I don't know where it's all going. I can tell you I think about what the future is going to be like. And, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we didn't think America would be like this. We didn't think we'd be reading about terrorist attacks, killings. These were the kind of things that happened overseas, far, far away. We'd hear about them the next day or the next week. But they're here among us. They're growing in strength. Many of them, we've been offered information as to who they are, and Obama has rejected that information. I don't think he's on our side. I don't care what Democrat loyalists say. They've got to be getting tired of having to defend him. He sure comes across as anti-American. He sure sounds like someone trying to take away our gun rights. And you know, they say if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it probably is a duck. And unfortunately, all those students in Oregon were sitting ducks. We can thank liberalism. We can thank progressivism, the weakness that they are. We can thank Democrat legislators who surely fought for these gun-free zones. All of them. They're guilty. From the president who rejected the valuable information, all down the line, they all have to bear some of the responsibility. So, you know, there's not much else to say. I mean, there's a lot to say, but, you know, the media has been hashing over all this today, and I feel sorry for the parents. I can't imagine being a father, having my daughter in class, thinking that their life is all ahead, making plans, and they all end one day. I would feel so much loss. I would have so much pain and hatred would develop. But where do we turn? Where do we vent? We can ask God for guidance, mercy, strength. But is that all we're supposed to do? After these people, they say that we're doing hate crime, that we're stereotyping and profiling. I think it's time we start profiling. We need to develop a website. And if anyone sees anyone doing anything suspicious, take a picture and post it. I don't know. American people are going to have to figure something out. We got to know who the creeps are in our country. Most of us, we've seen them. We know who they are. We know who doesn't quite fit in. We know who's a little uncomfortable. We know who won't make eye contact. We know people are creatures of habit. And when we notice things about them and our conclusions that we come up with are not profiling, it's common sense. And we need to have more common sense. We need to be willing to speak out and call attention and draw attention to people when they are out of line, when they've crossed the line. Well, that's my program tonight. I do thank you for tuning in. Next week, I hope we have better news. This was a horrible way to end the week, I'm sorry to say. But tomorrow's a new day. We get to wake up and try to save the country all over again. All over again. I'm Duke Machado. This is the Duke Machado Show. You can find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show, or follow me on Twitter, at Duke Machado 1. It's Friday night, so now you guys can go out and party. I'm out of here.